Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Raising a lot of really thought-provoking issues. We're taking more of your calls right now for Air Station News. Next segment, continuing your calls. John in Florida, Department of Defense, on migrant crime wave. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm probably calling like 6 years too late here. I wish I could have talked to you in 2017. I work for civilian air cargo, and I just want to let you know that back in Africa, this same thing was going on, and we were witness to it, and we're shipping everybody up to Africa. So now we got the same thing happening here in the United States, and you just got to look out like what's happening in Europe and in the UK and think this is going to happen to us. Like, you can't sit around and just, like you say, play your sports or your video games and whatever and ignore it, because we're going to be just like them, but with guns. So it's going to be like hell on earth, and the fifth generation warfare is just going to really overrun us. And I think that people really need to put their head in a swivel and start speaking up, especially, you know, coming from me. I'm a bit nervous talking about this, but if you're in civilian air cargo and you're flying around the world and you notice things that are wrong, you need to start speaking up. I'm sick and tired of working with these people that have destroyed our country in the name of thinking they're working with some special agency because they're getting paid a lot of money. If you're a pilot, you're an aircraft mechanic, you're a loadmaster, you're whatever, helping these companies, you need to do something and say something and blow the whistle, because I've been doing that. I've been fighting on the inside. I actually had to sneak outside right now to get you this phone call, and I'm actually hiding in a parking lot. But in order for people to understand that, like, what's happening on the civilian side working with the DOD is that the pieces are coming in place. And it's not going to be stopped. And I'm so happy that Michael Yo and you have him on the show to talk about this, because the things that are going on secretly, you know, this transparency, air quotes there, it is unbelievable. And the chess pieces are already in place. And the DOD is working with the UNICEF, who's in Africa and Central Bangui, is working with the same NGOs that ship the same dangerous people into Europe, the same dangerous people shipping from Central Africa, you know, all around the world and the Central America and South America to our border. And it's so scary to, like, be around people that are so ignorant to this. And, you know, I'm just happy that I was able to call in and make this statement, Alex. I've been looking to call for you for years.
Well, sir, what you're saying is important, because the AI, the surveillance, all of it, if the majority of us just don't comply, they can't enforce it on us. They can't punish us. But when we comply and submit and are scared, they win. The majority of people in the government are not bad. They're just like us. They're compartmentalized. They're pissed. In fact, most of them are more awake because they see the evil going on. The government's not our enemy. It's the criminals that have hijacked it. The rest of us have to realize this is not our government. This is an occupational, globalist government shutting the country down, whether we're in the private sector, the public sector. It doesn't matter whether you're a pastor or you shine shoes. You've all got your voice. You can all do the right thing. And it's really a battle of good versus evil.
Yeah, and I just, you know, on the other side of things, besides the border, you know, what's going on with China and the Pacific side, there's a big operation that's happening right now as we speak. I really can't get too much into it without revealing myself and probably getting a phone call. But we're, you know, really prepping with massive amounts of armament out of Alaska and moving it, you know, Washington.
Yeah, that's
California.
The next thing I was going to cover, the articles on InfoWars. NATO now preparing to work with the U.S. with war with China.
Yeah, I think they're staging either to, you know, say like, hey, we're here now, and I don't know who's on the inside working against Biden to, you know, push China, but it's definitely happening. The Philippines is cracking big time. There's some big contracts going out to civilian air cargo that many people that I've worked with in the inside have given the info to, just to track those things and just be aware that that is actually the other thing on the other side of the world that's happening besides us being invaded by fifth generation warfare.
All hell's broken loose. The New World Order is here. Welcome to the Great Reset and building back better on our ashes. Anything else, John?
I think everybody just needs to continue to be aware, support the InfoWar, take all your InfoWar supplements. I've been doing it for years. I hand it out like I'm a salesman, and just keep on.
Don't you are a salesman of liberty. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Thank you, John. I said I'd get into AI earlier, and I'm mad at the crew, but I forgot, and they forgot to tell me. gives me a headache because it's just so complex. But I'm going to tell you what's really going on with AI when we, at the bottom of the hour. The guys, remind me. I'm going to do it then. Bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to jam-pack this hour with a ton of critical information on AI, on the economy, on the war in Ucraine, and more. Plus, Big Tucker Carlson news. Well, if you tuned in a few weeks ago, you already know all this, but now it's mainstream news, so I can talk about it. Very important to the info war. I'm going to play a few clips here. Here's House Democrat Chair Pete Aguilar claims Democrats want order at the border. Well, an orderly come in, there is no border. House Democrat Chair says the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border is due to people fleeing because of climate change. Yes, not the lockdowns the last few years with them advertising to come here. Then we've got a Mayorkas clip. These are incredible gaslighting clips. Here they are.
What do you think of the president's approach to what is happening at the border?
Well, House Democrats want order at the border. We want asylees treated with dignity and respect. But we also understand the importance of making investments to ensure that that happens. We need an orderly process. I agree with you, Joe. That's absolutely something that we need to do. What House Democrats want to also make sure that we focus on are these root causes of migration. You know, people are fleeing in difficult and dangerous conditions. They're fleeing economic issues. They're fleeing because of climate change, and they aren't able to farm the land that they used to farm with
right, hurricanes. I totally get this, but we've been saying this for 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years. There is a massive crisis at the southern border right now. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it's only getting worse.
Now, Border Patrol officers have been arriving throughout the day. We were here all of yesterday. They do what they can. They've told us that their facilities are at capacity, both Border Patrol stations and the processing centers, and that's why these migrants have to remain here waiting for the Border Patrol agents to finally come in, and they do come throughout the day. They have vans. They load up the women and children, some of the families, but some of these men say they've been here for days, and you can actually hear some of them that will yell, asking us to help them charge their phones. Some of them need water. Some of them want food, and throughout the day, we also have some organizations that bring some of that water, some of the food. Border Patrol has also provided food and water during the time we've been here. But they have been overwhelmed. And right now, we usually have about 200 to 300. They keep coming throughout the day as Border Patrol will take some of them to get processed. And this is just one of the camps. There's another camp less than a mile away in that direction. And, of course, we've seen this surge all across the Mexico-U.S. border.
Secretary, you guys have been talking about the pathways and the plans that are in place, obviously, for majority Venezuelan migrants that was expanded to Haitian, Cuban, and Nicaraguan migrants. Why isn't that policy being enforced right now? Many of the migrants I'm meeting along the streets of Brownsville are swimming in between the ports of entry. As you have mentioned, if that happens, they're supposed to be returned. They're not being returned, and they're single adults without family here. Why is that happening?
So I think you are actually mistaken, because the parole process for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans that we first announced and implemented on January 5th is underway and continues to be underway. And we continue, if I may, it does. And if I may, we continue to parole individuals of those four nationalities when they qualify under the program that we established and announced. And that requires a sponsor here in the United States to ensure that those individuals have financial stability and they are able to arrive in a safe and orderly way. That is indeed underway. And we continue to expel Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. The number of Venezuelans that we've been able to expel has actually diminished over the past 2 weeks. The cause of that is a very complicated one.
Legalism.
We've sat down with the Mexican government, and those expulsions, and of course, in a post-Title 42 environment, those removals will continue. And that is why the message is so important, that people, vulnerable people, are receiving false information. They are being lied to that if they come and arrive at our border, that they can stay in the United States. That is not what the law provides. That is not the consequence that we will deliver.
They're being lied to. So they say, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. The UN gives them the credit cards. The media tells them come. They get here. They let most of them in. They send some back so the cartels can make more money and launder to the Democratic Party. That's what's happening. No debate about it. And then Mayorkas gets up and acts like, oh, don't come here. You're being lied to. You won't be let in. What? And the Democrat media complains, well, they're having to swim. They don't have food. They're sitting around. They can't charge their phones you gave them. The whole country's collapsing. The Democrats act like there's just endless money. California just defaulted on an $18 billion debt. But they said they're going to give $500 billion to black people. Do you believe that? If they gave $500 billion to black people or anybody else, it would just cause massive inflation. There's not enough goods. Real wealth is farms and factories and ranches and businesses and happy people. Oh, Venezuela, you remember it took $1 billion to buy a ham sandwich. Or Zimbabwe or any of these places or the Weimar Republic, Germany. This is all being done by design. They know exactly how to do it. The Federal Reserve gave out all this free money to themselves and their buddies, and they now cut the money off to everybody else and then wonders why the economy's tanking. It's a plan. But you just heard Mayorkas. Back it up like 30 seconds towards the end there. Back it up. Take your time. I know it takes time to find it. Where he says, you're being given false information. Vulnerable people, don't come here. Oh, you told... Oh, I love how climate change is the reason their farms and ranches don't work. And they... No. For 2+ years in Latin America and Africa, they shut everything down. No business, no jobs, no nothing. They're starving to death. That was the lockdown, not the virus. That's all admitted now. The mask didn't work. It was all a lie. And then that floods the third world into Europe and into the United States and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. The globalists organize it, give them debit cards to come here, and they say, oh, climate change. Like, climate change is why we got COVID. No, you made it in a lab. Now Bill Gates is like, climate change is going to cause a new deadly virus to come out of the jungle and kill you. It's coming, Marburg or something else. Oh, the world will be over in 2030, they're saying, because they're going to end it as we know it. So here's Mayorkas, and we'll go right into the clip of Biden in two separate debates saying, if I win, immediately surge the border.
If I may, it does. And if I may, we continue to parole individuals of those four nationalities when they qualify under the program that we established and announced. And that requires a sponsor here in the United States to ensure that those individuals have financial stability and they are able to arrive in a safe and orderly way. That is indeed underway. And we continue to expel Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. The number of Venezuelans that we've been able to expel has actually diminished over the past 2 weeks. The cause of that is a very complicated one. We've sat down with the Mexican government, and those expulsions, and of course, in a post-Title 42 environment, those removals will continue. And that is why the message is so important, that people, vulnerable people, are receiving false information. They are being lied to that if they come and arrive at our border, that they can stay in the United States. That is not what the law provides. That is not the consequence that we will deliver.
First of all, the idea that Joe Biden said come, because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy. Sure, that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come. They're seeking asylum. First time ever we've told people they can't come to America. That ends. The cage is closed. And those who come seeking asylum, we should immediately have the capacity to absorb them, keep them safe until they can be heard.
So, a deceptive group is telling them come here, and then they come here, and they let 90% in, but send 10% back for the cartels to kill and rape and rob and charge again, so the Democrat lawyers get to launder that money in cash. I mean, total abuse at every level, a failed border in your face. They know exactly what they're doing. What a powerful clip. So we should have one of the crew just take what Mayorkas just said, the short part about don't listen to people saying come here, they're liars, and then just cut right to Joe Biden. Feeding them right into a cartel meat grinder, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When, because we say like, oh, you know,
Well, sorry, I kind of missed your first question. You're asking about the COVID shots?
Right. So if you could ever get that, what was the point beyond seeing what they could control? Because there's got to be more than that where they told everybody to get it and then they just back off. I always felt like there's something more than that.
I have the answer to it. Take 10 hours, but I'll try to explain in 5 minutes. Okay, point of the shots, number two.
Number two is, because we're always saying that we're winning, what if we're not, and how bad could it get? And then the third one dovetails off of that. What do you do? Like, how do you sort of stop the flood of, you know, that metaphorical flood, if you will, of it's going to get bad and you got to brace for it? You know, like what would be the plan? I know you have the other website. Would that be something you could kind of do a special on over there?
All right. Let me answer your questions. I appreciate your call. Those are all excellent questions. In fact, they're the big questions. What was the point of the shots, the whole takeover? What if we're not winning? And what do we do if we're losing? And again, when I get asked a question this important, it's a little bit of like staying on the edge of a cliff because I don't want to give you some half-assed, lazy answer. And there's so many points. How do you condense it down? Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and Fauci and all of them had a whole bunch of C-SPAN and TED Talk events. We've aired a bunch of clips here, dozens of them. Started about 3 years before they released COVID in 2020, early 2020. They released it actually a few months before. And they said, we have a regulatory system that doesn't let us just push drugs and products right to the public. We need to blow up the old system and set the precedent to just bring whatever we want to market. So it's about them being able to release whatever they want and then have the answer to what they've done and take control of society and have vaccine passports that are the basis of the world ID for the central bank digital currency and the social credit score and the universal basic income and all the things that come with that. So it's a whole agenda. It's not like one thing's most important. It's like a house foundation and then the beams and the outside and the rooms and the electricity and the plumbing and the furniture and all of it. And so it's about a scientific tyranny being able to do whatever they want, in the name of our safety. And it's about the UN with a world treaty controlling our bodies through the medical system and getting rid of bodily autonomy, the ultimate form of slavery. And so the shots were about release a virus, block the therapeutics, lock old people up, see how far you can get away with that, corrupt the local states that did it so you can blackmail those leaders who signed on to it. Because they can selectively only burn them, the Cuomos, the world, and not people that created the policy. Because Cuomos aren't that smart. The governor of Michigan's not that smart, Whitmer. That's why they're chosen, because they're stupid. So it's about blackmail and control. It's about getting the legal system, the whole culture on board with modern human sacrifice, where large portions of people that take the shots die, and then the whole system becomes corrupt because they pushed it in the defense of that. And once you've got them covering their ass in a beta test that killed a bunch of people and maimed a bunch of others, tens of millions, now you got them, and then you can test, will they stay in their houses? Will they behave and watch TV when we release a real weapon that kills 50, 60, 70% of those that come in contact with it, and they've got those. They can hit you with a chemical, too, that takes a month to kill you. It looks like a bioweapon. So it was all a test on, okay, we We put the gun to their head. Can we pull the trigger? Is there any way that they could fight us once we do that? So it was a beta test for the main depopulation operation that's about to come. And at the end of the day, what focuses my mind is my children. And if I didn't think we could stop this, I would be in the middle of nowhere in the desert, growing crops. Grows great in the desert, by the way, with solar panels and water collection, and I'd be gone. And just kind of hoping they didn't get me, you know, first. I know we can beat this. Plus, even if we fail, you ask the key question. Let me skip to the end. I answer your first question. Let me answer the last question and the second question last. If I do the right thing in the face of overwhelming odds and tyranny and evil, and I still stay true, I know I'm an eternal spirit, a living genetic interdimensional program, I will be taken up to the mainframe. And I know that. Deep down, I'm connected to it. And so failure is not failure, but we will actually beat this in the end on this planet. But we'll go through hell first. The devil wins at halftime, and in the third quarter, he loses in the last 5 seconds. So you're not given consciousness and incredible power on this planet for no reason. It is a test of free will. And that's how you then transcend. So it is in the defeat, like Christ on the cross, whipped and tortured and nailed to a cross and his side pierced with a sword or pierced with a spear. It is in that failure that he was given absolute dominion and the keys to hell and death. So if you read the scripture and you study it, we go through hell, we feel like we're losing, but if we're faithful, we win while we're still alive. But then you sit back and laugh because it's all a joke. You realize this is just a third dimensional manifestation of your spirit. Imagine how much greater your spirit is if your body is so amazing. The things you've done are so incredible. So it is a process. The point of the shots is take over your body, control you, manage the death, see if people go along with the next phase. It's even more intense death. And there is no losing because it's a spiritual choice of free will. You're being tested. And so I go back to the middle of your question, your second question, what if we're not winning? It's an interdimensional spiritual choice that I love justice and I love God. That's the winning. And the intimidation, the attacks intensify, trying to get you to reject God, trying to get you to give up faith, trying to get you to roll over, trying to get you to commit suicide, trying to get you to not believe in yourself and the God that created you. And so this is the journey, is the destination. Now, I said I'd break down AI. And I was really thinking this weekend for several hours about it and doing real deep dive in my mind on research. I had a real crystallized analysis of it. There's so many facets to it, but I'm going to try to recapture that in my mind during the break. It's not 90% of it comes back to me, but I really want to be able to describe this to you properly. This is all a lie. AI's power is only what you give it. And it's us interfacing with it that gives it the power. But that makes it sound like I'm saying we're not in trouble. AI is way more advanced than they're admitting. Things are way worse than you know. But they're way better than you know. Because you're now admitting God is real. Is your God going to be AI and Chuck E. Schumer and the Democratic Party and Prince Charles, King Charles, or is it going to be Jesus Christ? You will be forced to make a choice. Don't fear who can kill the body. Fear who can kill the soul. Be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Dude!
about AI in the future. But let me just set the table this way. I am blessed in my position to be able to talk to some of the top scientists that work for Elon Musk, that work for MIT, that work for Google, that work for Microsoft, that work for the Pentagon. And I've also done my own studying about what they've been trying to do from the beginning. So I could talk for 10 hours about it. But here's the final equation. Humans have a choice whether we want to make ourselves obsolete or not. We have a choice whether we want to cease to do things ourselves because it's, quote, easier, or let something else do it. But the truth is, if you just laid there in a chair and didn't walk or didn't lift weights or didn't do exercise, you'd be a totally unhealthy, unhappy person. So 6 months ago or so was a big national news story. Alex Jones attacks the calculator. And they took out of context what I said in like a 10-minute segment, explaining that they didn't let me, when I was in public school, use a calculator. So I had to learn. I was not good at math, but I passed the classes, algebra and trigonometry and all the rest of it. And it was amazing once I finally figured it out and my brain was doing it. Here's an example, a microcosm. Just 15 years ago, almost everybody watched TV and listened to radio. And it was transmitted. It came to you. You tuned in. You watched it. You listened to it. It didn't listen to you. Now TV and radio and everything else watches you. You think you're watching it, but it's really the AI scooping it all up. Everything is two-way. Like in Lord of the Rings, they have the crystal ball, the Palantir. And they're looking at it, and Gandalf throws a sheet over and says, "We don't know who got the other ones. We don't know who else is watching." And, of course, Sauron's watching as soon as they throw the sheet over it. And so you can say, well, that's fiction. That's fantasy. No, that's what it is. So we didn't design an infrastructure that puts us in charge because the globalists don't want us in charge. They don't want our hopes, our dreams, our ideas, our collective vision to, through free market, come together. They want to direct us. They want to end our free will. They want to control us. And so AI at one level is the biggest plagiarist the galaxy's ever seen. It takes our art, our ideas, our systems, our essays, our thoughts, scrambles it all together, and then we look at it and say, wow, this is incredible, and I'm reading an AI article about God, and I see Shakespeare in there, and I see Foucault, and I see Carl Jung, but I've read all that, so I know I'm reading Carl Jung. Here's my essay on God, and it takes all the, you know, people going back 500 years, the top minds on it, and shows you pieces of what they said, and then you say, this thing is incredible. No, we are incredible. So it's a plagiarist. But more importantly, it's stealing your identity. They're now saying, as I envisioned 20 years ago, that when you die, you'll be able to do a machine. It'll sound like your mom and look like your mom. Well, everything she said or did, everything's tracked. It'll fool you. Its voice print will fool you, but it's not your mother. Guys, pull up The Exorcist clip. I meant to send it to you. It's a very short clip. You're not my mother, The Exorcist. And the demon, actually the devil, is saying to the Catholic priest in perfect Italian, and then it speaks in English to him, "Baby, I love you. Why'd you do this?" Because the devil was there. The devil saw what happened when he was a kid. It's not AI. It's not God. But and AI is not God, but the devil's more like AI. It grabs things it knows, and then it's a facsimile. It's a lie. He goes, "You're not my mother." And Max von Sydow says, "Stop responding to it." And that's the answer. And you're like, well, we're already down the rabbit hole here, aren't we? It already grabs everything. We already opted into it. It already knows who we are. It can already misrepresent whatever it wants. And it's programmed by the globalists to carry out the aims it wants. Look at all the major AIs. It's leftist. U.S. AI, ChatGPT, any of it. Is it okay to be white? No. White people are inherently bad and racist and evil. Is it okay to be black? Yes, blacks are downtrodden, the best people ever. It doesn't care about blacks. It's creating a collision. It's been programmed. So now, you have Elon Musk coming out. He's been doing it for years, saying AI is dangerous. We've got to get control of it. We've got to have a hiatus. It was a six-month hiatus. I've talked to more than 10 top AI scientists. Some of them are well-known names. And they said, Alex, 4 years ago, the establishment was even concerned. They put a hiatus on AI. Not on what it was doing, but on implementing what it could do. So it was already watching, grabbing, collating, tracking, becoming more powerful. The main Google program is the most powerful, and that's public. That's actually accurate. But they wouldn't let you know what it can do. It wasn't using its functions. It wasn't using its powers. So they've already had a hiatus. It's gathering data. It's getting stronger. It hasn't shown you with voice print or any of the systems what it's got yet. And now they've decided to go, oh, we're all scared of it. Oh, now we're going to start slowly rolling it all out. I actually have the clip. I'll send it to you guys. No luck on YouTube with Exorcist clip. You're not my mother. Really? I'll find it. I will find it. Very easy to find. It was actually sent to me the other day. You know, I'll just go to break and we'll cover it when we have that. Because I'm going to cover it once we have that. I kind of have this neurotic need to have it. You just go to YouTube, you type in The Exorcist. The Exorcist. Yep, there it is. Came right up. Oh, just kidding. Here you go. Here comes a mother. All right. Overhead shot, please. Oh, you have it now. Okay, that's great. Okay, so go ahead and play it for people. Go ahead and roll it.
You're not my mother!
Don't listen.
Why, Dimi?
Don't listen.
Uai, Dimi, isso é pouco curasmeno. Na pasta cravates.
Not my mother! Don't listen.
Uai, Dimi, isso é pouco curasmeno.
Get the full clip. Get the full clip, or at least I want it added in post. It's about a 1 minute clip. I'll find it. It's no problem. But the point is that it's not your mother. It sounds like your mother. It can even look like your mother. But your mother is connected to millions of people before you. That's real. Our flesh is real. Our soul is real. And just because something can mimic something, in nature, there's all sorts of snakes that look like another snake and a butterfly looks like another butterfly, but it's not the real McCoy. So what it is fraud. So it's way advanced of what they're telling you. A lot of the points, it gives me a headache trying to get into it. But any new technological system they push, we got to resist. Because all of it is a post-human system. And just, I didn't finish the calculator rant. When we come back, I'll start there. Because there's thousands of points here. It takes time to get into each one. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It takes all our art and culture, all our information, and represents it to us as if it is the author. But what it really does is steal everything we are and use it against us.
Wait to crust. Put some madness.
Dime, guardio do bistumi. Please, Dime, I'm afraid.
You're not my mother.
Dime, please.
What is it? Her heart. Can you give her something? She's going to come.
Isso é polícuras menos. Na pasta, cravate.
You're not my mother!
Don't listen.
Why, Dimi?
Dimi!
Dimi, please! Dimi.
So that's the best description of AI right there. It's a fraud. It's a fake. It's controlled by the enemy. It's designed to destroy you and make you obsolete. So I go back to a couple months ago, 6 months ago, whatever it was. Big story where Alex Jones attacks the calculator. Alex Jones is Amish. Alex Jones, no. I'm for technology. We control is transparent. The calculator, not against it. But if you don't train someone to be able to do math without it, then you have no mathematical skills in your brain, and all those neurons, the things that trains your brain to do, that all the studies show literally makes you live longer, makes you not get Alzheimer's. If you're 15 learning algebra, when you're 80, you have a better brain because your brain had to figure that out. Like, hey, I don't want to drive my car. Let the computer drive it. It builds a world where humans aren't needed. So the globalists tell us we're obsolete, time to get rid of you. Hey, for your convenience, adopt all this. And it's all meant to destroy us. So it's way more advanced than they've been telling you. It's designed to take over markets, take over industries. Here's just one microcosm. It's a macrocosm. AI, current versions, could publish a billion articles a day. Just one computer. And then if big tech sits there and calls human information disinfo, but anything that's corporate or approved AI, it's just everywhere and no one can even counter it because we're suppressed and it's not. Notice how the fact checkers day one aren't looking for AI articles. They've been around for 10 years. They now admit that. Told you about a decade ago. No, it's all about worrying about what humans say and humans do. No, we should demand a pro-human future and a system that builds up humans. And a system that builds up the truth, but instead it's about defending lies. So it's just another tool. And again, its only power is how much control we give it. I told a MIT leader in AI a couple of years ago at dinner with Joe Rogan. And I said, let me tell you what the most powerful AI on earth is. He said, what is it? And I said, it's the red lights. It's the green lights. It's the traffic system. It's super stupid. It's very simple, but it's the most powerful system interfacing with humans that we dutifully follow. And to me, the success of an AI system is how much can it get us to submit to it? He said, I never thought of that, but that's very deep. So that's absolutely right. We are trying to be able to interface with it and follow it. So it's centralized, and it's an AI war of a bunch of AI systems that are battling to get the most data and the most control to then feed us back the propaganda that it's been programmed to sell. Remember that whole movement that was pushed, 15, 20 years ago? The different projects to build this utopia where a computer runs everything and then it will divvy up all the goods fairly, everybody? Give me a break. Who programs that operation? So, no, it's not God. But it can convince us that it knows all our secrets because we already gave it all to it. It can convince us that it's God, but it's not. Brandon in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Welcome.
Hello. Hey, so, yeah, man, just to smash on what you're saying about AI, what they are calling AI is science fiction. AI is not a real thing. It can never be a real thing, right? Intelligence is a mental faculty, and mind does not exist on the physical plane. So we can never create intelligence.
It can't love a sunset. It can't smell a flower. It can just tell you what humans said about smelling a flower or seeing a sunset.
It can't connect to God, more importantly, which is, where our power really comes from. It's all spiritual, man. It's not physical. Right. So what they call AI really is what we should be calling HRT, human replacement technology. And you're all over it. Like,
oh, I'm taking that. That's a great term. Human replacement technology. That's what all this is.
And that's what it is. And they're letting us program our replacement tech.
That's right. They admit machine learning. We're training our replacement.
Why would we be doing that? It ties into everything else that we've been talking about for 10 years, right? Depopulation. We know that they're coming after us. They want to kill us. It's documented. We know this. We are literally helping them program our replacements.
That's right. We're not just like IBM people 20 years ago replacing, training their end-to-end replacements. We're training the machines replace us.
Correct. So just to hammer on to something else you were talking about earlier, you said that you thought that God put us here to fight, to try to fix all of this. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the opposite viewpoint, right, where I think that God put us here to build something truly good, something truly better for the first time maybe in human history, right? And so for that, I have a quote. It's from a guy, a really smart guy named Buckminster Fuller. He said, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete."
No, I agree with that.
And that's what I think that we're here to do now, us, our children.
Well, no, I agree with that. That's how we fight, is building a new world. I actually agree with you.
Yes. That's the solution. It's not to try to fix. We have to try to build something better. And so that way everything is more attractive. It's, you know, we're not resisting, we're creating.
No, I agree. That's beautiful call, Brandon. I could talk to you for hours. Got to talk to others, though. Dennis in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I love you, man. Man to man, I love you. And from watching you on Sunday with Pete Santilli, I really want you to reconsider going to the southern border. I don't want the next shot to be heard around the world to be you. I really think that you should reconsider that. Or in my best opinion, I wish you'd have just went and not told anybody versus telling people and then gone.
Yeah, but I had died in a car wreck today. We'll see what happens. But we got to go cover stuff like this.
I understand. Send somebody else. I just don't think it's a good idea if you personally or even Owen or someone of that stature, maybe send somebody that's not, you know, just not noticeable like that. I mean, you're a public figure, man, and I pray for you. Please, God, I pray for you.
Well, me and you and all the audience, I was planning to go down there like next week. Owen and the crew is going down there on Wednesday, but I mean, at the same time, I got to put skin in the game.
I know it. I love you, man. I continue to pray for you.
But you're right. It is an insane asylum down there. What do you think is going to unfold?
Well, it's just everybody wants to think about Title 42. There was no Title 42 to begin with, if you look at it.
Exactly. There's no border anyways.
It's no border anyway. So what does it matter? I'm trying to tell you, this is about to get really, really bad. They imported a whole third world. It's about to get really bad. These people have, don't get me wrong, yes, some are good, but, you know, let's be realistic. They're not going to assimilate here. They're not. They're just not. They are entitled now. So this is about to get really out of hand. We thought we were seeing people squatting in houses and stuff like that. Imagine, and it's the truth, thank you to these sanctuary cities, now they getting it. See, this is what they did. This is what they did. And I just don't want you to be in that kind of position to be.
Well, I love you too, Dennis, and I care about you. Thank you so much. Warning taken. Phoenix, you're up next, and then Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.